It's Kristen in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Something that I enjoy doing here each and every week to help out my girls is open-ended advice with Krista. And today we actually have on the line Caitlin. Good morning. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good, sweetie. So what's going on?
I need your advice. And I hate to admit this because I kind of feel embarrassed.
Okay.
I feel very plagued in the intercourse department. I can seriously say I believe I have never had one of those huge blow-your-mind orgasms.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm missing something. And I would just once, I'm killed for having, like, a porn star experience. You know what I mean? Where, like, you got everything you wanted.
Right.
And I've never had that. And I feel like there's something wrong. Is my flower forever wilted? What's going on?
Okay, well, first of all, Caitlin, girl, join the club. I think majority of us women look at these stupid porn videos and we're like, that doesn't happen. When does that ever happen? That never happens. So I really don't think you're in the department in that solo. But I'm curious, are you talking about like when whenever you have intercourse, you just never, ever have an orgasm?
Quite literally, yeah. And I've had multiple partners, and it's still the same thing. I don't know. Maybe they all just don't know how to handle my body. Mm-hmm. Maybe I don't know. Yeah. Maybe I'm broken. I don't know.
Oh, honey. Well, there could be a couple things I think that, you know, could be going on. Well, first, it's true. So you're a single lady is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So... you might not have met a guy who has, taken care of your body the right way. A lot of that has to do with communication. So, of course, when you're single, you know, not a lot of, you know, that's kind of uncomfortable to be like, okay, now I need you to do that and I need you to do this. But communication with your partner is key. You know, you could, you know, maybe go and see your doctor. You know, some of this could be something that's going on down south. I know they do like physical training for your actual vagina. This is something that actually is being done. Your cervix might be tilted back a little further than a normal girl. So sometimes, you know, that can be a problem. You know, you could also do the old school Kegels. Remember doing those? Those are always fun.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I know the housewives do it where they use something else. I think it was an egg. I'm like, I am not doing that, but Kegels are always a good option. You could also do foreplay. I don't know. Do you do foreplay with your guys?
I try to. I feel like guys are just being really selfish.
Ah, yes.
All the guys that I've been with, they just don't like. They just do them. That's exactly what it's been. So I feel like I just need to fight for my right to have the O.
Well, for sure. Well, if that's happening, if they're all about themselves, I would just kick them out of your bed or just push them off your bed and then just grab your battery operated boyfriend and then just go to town on yourself. It's fine. Does that get you? I mean, I don't know. Or you can get numbing gel. I guess numbing gel, you know, that tingly stuff. I mean, anything like that. So,
right.
You know, there's options. I don't know if you've tried any of those options, but nonetheless, you're always your own best friend.
You're right. But no, this helps, and it really just helps you to hear you reiterate how I'm feeling. So I'm in a good place now. Thanks for the advice.
Oh, you're welcome, girl, and happy O's in the future.
Yay!
Yay!